Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What is up, everybody, and welcome into episode number 14,736,912 of Trust the Tape. Jeff Kavanaugh, alongside my good friend, former Dallas Cowboys scout, NFL personnel man, Brian Broaddus. And we are creeping up on when Trust the Tape will turn into a college football prospect NFL draft podcast instead of just college football. And Brian, I believe you've already started that process.
I have.
I watched one wide receiver for a minute. I'm getting ready to join you.
Yeah. You know what? It's funny that, you know, it's, you get to a certain time of the year and you know, in order to get these guys taken care of, that you have to start.
Gotta go.
I mean, I can't wait till, like, you know, as well as the Cowboys are playing, which is good for, you know, if you're a Cowboy fan out there, good for you. If your team's not playing as well, you're probably looking at the draft. And that's kind of what you and I have always been able to do. If the team wasn't doing very well, then it's like, okay, let's kind of figure out what's going on with these players because you're going to have a high pick and stuff. So, yeah, it's the process has already started for me. I could honestly say of the couple of guys that I've looked at, it'll be interesting to see who the number one overall pick will be, because my guy Thibodeau at Oregon,
pretty good.
He would get my consideration for doing that. If there's no quarterbacks up there, I would look very, very strongly at that young man for what he could do to potentially help you.
Can't wait to figure out who the quarterbacks are. Can't wait to figure out if fake slide Pickett is a fifth-year senior. He kind of got really good as a fifth-year senior. Is going to be our top quarterback.
Or, yeah.
It was not brilliant. It was dirty. It was a dirty play.
Dirty play, all right.
It was a dirty play and brilliant. It was both.
I'd give him high marks for the smarts, is what I would say. I go, that's a resourceful quarterback right there.
But I would also warn him on the sideline, next time you slide,
you're gonna
make sure you cover up.
Yeah, you're going to
get... Because it's going to hurt.
You're going to get smashed. There's no question about
it's
that.
It's not going to go well.
You're going to get smashed.
Trust the Tape is brought to you by Boomer Jack's Grill and Bar. We will be at the Boomer Jack's out in Grapevine this weekend, Saturday, with all of 105.3 The Fan. If you're a non-DFW resident, 105.3 The Fan, it's the flagship of the Cowboys. It's where Brian and I do the afternoon drive show from 2 to 7. And the whole crew is going to be out at Boomer Jack's, the one in Grapevine, Texas, 201 West State Highway 114, Grapevine, Texas. We'll be out there at 3 o'clock. It's listed as 3 until 5. When beer is involved, I tend to stay longer than the listed time. So we'll be there at 3, and we'll leave when we leave.
Yeah, you got a couple of maybe some whamming into each other teams going at it. It's Army Navy this weekend, so maybe the snow will be flying, and I could get you to be interested in Army and Navy running the ball at each other.
Okay, I'll tell you this: Army Navy, I'm in.
You're in.
But when it's teams that normally throw the ball that have to play a whole different sport because it got cold and snowed on them, I'm out.
Okay,
those teams, I demand that we put some sort of cover over the stadium, even if it's just like the biggest tent you've ever seen, stake it all the way over.
Gotcha.
I demand football be protected from the elements so that the best team can win, because stupid weather is the reason that Jim Harbaugh is in the playoff. Hurts my heart.
That Michigan team's not bad.
Ohio State was going to beat them, Brian.
Not bad.
All we needed was sunshine and warmth, and the Buckeyes were going to beat him.
Last time I checked, and I made a trip to the Horseshoe, got beat at the Horseshoe back in 1988. That day was cold, blustery, wintry.
Who were you with in 88?
I was a graduate assistant working in football operations recruiting for LSU.
Okay.
So, yeah, we went to the Shoe, had a victory, was snatched. 10-point lead in the last 2 minutes, and it was snatched. Bobby Olive, with two touchdowns from Greg Fry to put us away.
Was it cold outside?
Oh, yeah, it was cold.
Okay.
We were bundled up.
I wouldn't worry about that game then. I would say that game doesn't count.
That was an LSU team having to travel to the Shoe.
Football in the cold is gross. It's weird that people call it football weather. I'm going to paraphrase a Bomani Jones tweet here. It's very strange that you call football weather the bad weather that happens in the States where no good football players come from. Well, I'm just saying, football players come from Texas, Florida, California, Louisiana. You know, it's not
our
Arctic.
Our defensive end from
some good quarterbacks have come from Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, our defensive end from Michigan this year would like a word with you about that.
Hutchinson?
Yeah.
Is he from Michigan?
Yeah.
Well, defensive players might like that stuff. Everybody knows real football is played by quarterbacks and receivers. That's pretty much it.
Uh-huh.
That's where they're played. Do you want to give the inaugural Trust the Tape scouting report? Have you seen enough Kayvon Thibodeau for him to be prospect number one?
Man, I'll tell you what. I mean, I've seen him. I've seen him, the Notre Dame safety.
Kyle Hamilton?
Yeah, I watched the LSU corner Stingley. You know what the thing about Stingley?
What year did you watch Stingley?
Actually, he played the UCLA game this year.
Okay, so you got to see him.
I got to see a little bit this year. But, yeah, with Stingley, you know what? He's measured at 6'1", 195 pounds. Always kind of felt like that he was a slightly built guy. He's not really a slightly built guy. But, man, you talk about a cover guy. Holy jeez. My school missed out on that. That was injury and being mad at the school for not being very good and all that going on. But, yeah, I think with Thibodeau, though, this guy, he completely looks like an NFL defensive end, though. And, you know, he's a long arm. He's got powerful upper and lower body. There's some thickness to his body. And I love the way that he plays with some snap and violence when he strikes the opponent. You can see him when the blocker tries to get him and he gets his hands inside, like the blocker's head just snaps back, you know, like, bam, snaps back there. And it just stops in his tracks. But he sees his share of double teams, plays on both sides of the defense. He can stand up. He can put his hand down. He can really finish when he gets in position. I mean, he gets his guy on the ground quickly. I saw some redirection stuff in space. I was kind of thinking, well, this is just going to be an upfield type of a player. But, man, you know, you can tell there's some redirection skills to his game. I will say this, in the games I watched, the offenses took advantage of how aggressive he is because he loves to chase the football. And so, you know, you could kind of get him going one way, and then I talk about redirection, and it's like he has to really, really hustle to get back. But I'll tell you what, man, this guy is super impressive with the balance, the body control. I didn't see him on the ground at all. You feel like you can use him. Like, we've seen Micah Parsons this year play like in a lot of different spots for the Cowboys. This guy's got the same kind of ability. You could play him an end. You could stand him up. You could probably play him off the line. He's just going to be a guy that's going to be one of those guys that when teams kind of figure out, and it's going to be one of the top teams. He's not getting out of the top. I don't think he's getting out of the top three unless something that we learn medically or off the field that happened at Oregon that kind of causes him to drop. But
so third round grade, you said?
Yeah, third round grade.
Third round?
Just like your grade on Pat Mahomes.
Hey, after all that stuff
I just said about the player.
Hey.
But I mean, I'll tell you what though too, and if I could real quick, you know, we talked about that Notre Dame, that the safety there,
Kyle Hamilton. Oh, we're going to another scouting report.
Why not?
Let me just chill, go.
Why not?
Tear it up.
This is Kyle Hamilton. Let me tell you this. You know, it's 6'3 and 218 pounds. You see him play in the slot. I mean, he is.
I'm going to look this up, but that sounds kind of Derwin James size.
Yeah, and what was our guy Simmons out of Clemson?
I think he was like 6'4, 225.
Yeah.
I'll look both of them
up. Yeah. But this guy, I think he's got some rare height for this position. He's built like an old school safety back in the day when I used to scout. But he'll surprise you with his movement skills, his ability to adjust. I mean, his length. You always worry about that with a long-limbed guy. How well are they able to turn and burst? And I'll tell you what, man, this guy, he can do that. That's not a problem. They play him They tend to play him down more than back, but I kind of feel like he could really do either because he could really come downhill in a hurry when he sees the play. He's an outstanding tackler in space. That's the one thing that you really notice about him. That this is probably his best trait, and I've noted that. He's a wrap-up guy in the open field. He's super aggressive. He'll come flying when he sees it. Some of his best work really is around the line of scrimmage. But, Jeff, I'm not going to say he's just a box safety because you could see him in coverage and stuff like that. He's got a sneaky way of blitzing, too, is another thing about him. I think that's really, really positive. But he's got really good timing when he does that. And, so I kind of like this kid a lot because I think there's a lot, he can really do. Now, there was a couple routes against Cincinnati where he got a little bit of off balance of some of the coverage, but he was fortunate that the ball just didn't go his way. But I love his toughness. I love his versatility, and I love the sure tackling he has. Does that make you feel any better about the safety? Does that sound like a – I think the last time a safety –
kind of sounds like Derwin, honestly. By the way, was 6'2" and 215. Isaiah Simmons was 6'4", 238.
Okay, a little bit bigger guy there for sure. The last time I think that a safety went – was it Turner, like in the top three? I think Bill Belichick, and I think way back in the day. But he's going to be a guy that
it's going to be a weird year.
It's going to be a weird year because if those quarterbacks don't all, and people are going to look at defensive guys too.
A lot of offensive tackles.
Defensive players. If you feel like you can maybe get offensive players a little bit later with the receivers, the running backs, the offensive linemen. Maybe these defensive players are going to come flying off the board. I also did Derek Stingley, if you're interested in that at all.
Oh, God. If you didn't know this, my favorite thing to do while broadcasting is to let someone else broadcast. Let me kick my feet up. Go ahead. Hit me, Derek Stingley.
Yeah, but Derek Stingley, like you say, the injuries have really robbed him of any real opportunities. But he was on a national championship team at LSU a couple of years ago. He struggled with his health. But this year he got to play against UCLA a couple of games early. This guy will generally line up at the right cornerback spot, Jeff. And, man, the ease of movement is just so impressive. Receivers, they have trouble running away from him because of how he's just able to move. He's a square player at the line of scrimmage. And then he'll simply turn inside in order to adjust. So you come at him, he's not stressed or panicked. He'll just turn, he'll adjust to you. And he never appears, like I said, stressed out when he covers. He'll almost taunt the receiver after the play, like, you ran your route and I'm still standing here. And he'll still be in position. And, like, everybody's going back to the huddle and he's still, like, in position.
I'm still where you wanted to be.
Like, are you still – you want one more move on me? His ability to maintain position after the play is so impressive. It's rare you see him out of position. He can cover on all levels due to his quickness. He plays with body control, balance. He's a finisher when he plays. He's outstanding ball skills with the ability to track and do those things. He just didn't give the receiver any space. And it's a shame that he never got to play all the games at LSU. But like I said, I mean, you could put him up, back. It doesn't matter. Feet are quick. So are the reactions. He can tackle when he needs to. But I've also seen him miss and show some poor technique other times. But, like I said, he's only played really one full season of collegiate football, often dealing with those injuries. And I thought he might be slight or frail, but he doesn't appear to be that at all. And he also has the ability to return punts for you, too.
Oh.
So that kind of makes him a dual player. So as you can see, I'm kind of getting into this stuff, following along Dane Brugler stuff. And by next week this time, hopefully have a bunch more guys that we can talk about this week.
Fine.
Am I going to make you have to watch a couple of guys?
Yeah, I started to the first night that you started because Jim Nagy, I had asked him for the whole list of Senior Bowl invites.
And he sent them to you?
So I picked a random receiver that's going to the Senior Bowl, and I started to watch. Yeah. But then he wasn't wearing his right number in the first game that I watched.
You got frustrated?
So I had to find him in the second game that I watched, and then I identified him. And then I was talking to Bobby Belt. And I was like, hey, here's who he is in the first game, because he was curious. And he was like, and I was like, no, I'm positive. Because you know how we do this, right?
Yeah.
I went to the second game. He was wearing his normal number. Uh-huh. I checked how he dresses. He's one sock up, one sock down guy.
Yeah.
And so then I go back, and I watch the first game, and I'm like, there's one sock up. Okay, he's in this number. I told Bobby, and he's like, well, let me reach out to the SID and verify. Yeah. I'm like, no, Bobby, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
As a man who's been doing this for 8 years,
yeah.
This is how he dresses.
Yeah.
I've seen how he moves.
Mm-hmm.
That's him.
Yeah.
And then we figured out, yes, indeed.
Well, let me tell you this about Stingley and watching him. He was one sock up, one sock down in the first half. He might have had to get his ankle retaped.
Oh, no.
Because he went both socks high in the second half.
Yeah.
So if you're watching UCLA and you're thinking, but the UCLA film from the Rose Bowl is usually like super clear. It's always like a great day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I was watching Southern Alabama.
Yeah, and, South Alabama.
Had to sort through a 2, a 4, a 5, an 8.
Oh, no. No. No, don't tell me that.
I had to get him in his proper number. And there's your little scout.
Oregon
secret.
Will mess with you, those uniforms,
oh,
too.
God.
Oregon will mess with you with your uniforms,
2,
too.
2, 4, and 8. All
yeah,
look
they,
same
they all, the 5 and the 8.
The five.
Kinda, 5 and the 8 kind of looks like a 2, which kind of, there's a lot going on there.
That's your scouting secret of the day on Trust the Tape.
Yeah.
Is figure out what they wear to try to make themselves stand out on tape. You'll have a guy who has 3 wristbands on his left arm.
3 wristbands. Glove color is another one.
You have glove color.
Glove color, socks.
Towel guy.
Shoe. Yeah, you got to be careful with towel on rear because you get a lot of receivers.
Yeah,
who
a
go
lot of guys
on,
will have those.
Towel on rear.
A lot of guys will have those.
Yeah.
Socks are a good one, and wristbands are good.
Yeah.
By the number of them.
Yeah.
Or like mismatched sleeves. Yeah.
CD will do that to you every once in a while.
Yeah.
CD will throw a long sleeve at you and no sleeve on the other side kind of a thing. That was his thing at Oklahoma.
You know, this is very random, but as we're getting ready for bowl season, I was watching when Alabama beat Georgia, and it hurt my heart when I saw John Mechie go down running around.
Yeah,
because as a man who's torn an ACL, I knew what happened before they announced what happened. But John Mechie, Alabama's leading receiver, at least in terms of catches, tore his ACL and will not be part of the college football playoff. And so I wonder what that means for his future. Does that make you more likely to come back to school one more time to show people you're healthy? Do you go into the draft and hope you're healthy for an NFL rookie season? What does it do to the draft stock? But just wanted to give a shout-out to John Mechie, who's a great player at Alabama. Jameson Williams has been their deep threat and has more touchdowns. But Mechie, so many third downs, almost 100 catches this year. He's a hell of a player.
I remember watching Georgia and Alabama play last year. And there was a turnover. It's like Georgia intercepts the ball, and they're running up the field. Who comes from behind and just, like, blows the guy up, the ball carrier, John Mechie, knocks the ball loose. Alabama gets it back. It was that kind of effort and toughness and just desire to go play football. Me, personally, I think I'd come back. I think, but the problem is, if he comes back, he's not going to play. So it's all about rehab.
Oh, but I'm going to get my money, man.
Yeah.
Second or third round draft money. Although, who knows, with NIL, maybe you can pull some NIL stuff out of that.
I think me personally, I would come back and play, but how much are you going to play? Or you could just go ahead and go to your team, get drafted, and rehab there. We've seen it before. Dallas Cowboys did it with Bruce Carter.
Well, I figured June or July, ACL. I mean, unless things have changed, I picture that as a 6-7 months, maybe 8 or 9
I would
to
hope,
feel great.
I would hope. Yeah, I would hope. That's kind of, you know, you never know once you get in there and kind of see what's going on.
Adrian Peterson, it takes like a week and a half.
Yeah, 2 days.
He's back out there.
Yeah, ready to play.
So there's that. This is Trust the Tape, brought to you by our buddies at Boomer Jacks. Once again, we will be at the Boomer Jacks in Grapevine this Saturday from 3 to 5. Hope to see so many of you out there. Boomer Jacks is a great place to watch games, great place to hang out, eats, drinks, all the good stuff is out there at Boomer Jacks. Now, the New Year's Six is what I care about. Did your team make the New Year's Six?
Did I just completely confuse you? I think I was like saying that the one of the playoff games was in Atlanta and all that. I think
you did
confuse
me with that because I trust you all the time. So then I was
that you learned
people,
right there not to trust me.
I was around people watching some games this weekend at the house after you left, I believe.
Yeah,
and I kept mentioning Atlanta as a semifinal spot.
Oh no, I was sitting there.
My guy Will Chambers was like, "I think it's in Miami," and I was like, "You're wrong," and I said it. So surely. I was like, you're wrong.
Don't do that.
And then he looked it up. He was like, it's Miami in Dallas. And I was just like,
trust the tape, but don't trust Brian sometimes
Don't always trust Brian.
Yeah,
Trust Brian most of the time. It's his LSU Tigers big game against Kansas State in the Texas Bowl.
You know what? I'm thinking about making a trip down there. It's like January 4th.
What?
I'm thinking about taking the son. Maybe I get David Hellman to go with me.
Is it weird that we play the... We play playoff games, and then we play other games after. I guess it's a filler before the national title game, that's fine.
Yeah, we got to have some games before the big game is what you have to do. Yeah, absolutely.
New Year's Six Bowls will feature number 10 Michigan State against number 12 Pittsburgh in the Peach Bowl.
All right.
Have you ever been to a Peach Bowl?
I've not been to the Peach Bowl. That would be Atlanta, Georgia, if I'm right, right?
The Peach Bowl? I don't know where any of the bowls are.
Yeah.
But I believe the Peach Bowl is in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right? Georgia Peaches?
Yeah.
You can watch some Kenny Pickett there. You can watch the Michigan State running back. He's awesome.
Yep.
Fiesta Bowl will feature Notre Dame versus Okie State.
Huh.
Okie State, who blew it.
Game of
inches. I'll tell you what. You think Okie State would have made it if they won? Would Cincinnati have missed the playoff if Oklahoma State beat Baylor?
I don't think so.
Oklahoma State still would have been out?
Yeah.
Kind of make you feel better as a Oklahoma State player not named the quarterback as you all look at him and go, hey, stop throwing all the interceptions, bro. Chill out a little bit.
You had your chances to get that game into your favor, and you got, I think you ran.
Also, get to the pylon, dude.
16 or 17 plays inside their territory there, and you come
get
away
to the pylon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't very good.
In Abilene, I was told by a coach, if you can get to the one, you can score. If you can get to the one-inch line, you can score. Get the ball in the end zone.
Running back at short arms.
Reach out a little further.
Yeah, roll further.
A little bit of a bigger push off your outside leg upfield.
Hell of a tackle by that kid to keep him out of the end zone, though.
That was a great tackle. Yeah. I hate Notre Dame. I'm glad they're not in the playoffs, so hopefully Oklahoma State beats the brakes off them. Although I may become a Notre Dame fan because I think I think I like Marcus Freeman.
Yeah.
When I saw who they picked and I saw the first clip of him in like a workout setting,
I
was like, oh, kind of youngish compared to a lot of college coaches.
A lot of crusty
energetic
guys. Yeah.
Seems fun.
Yeah.
I like Marcus Freeman.
When Marcus Freeman got that job, like he came back after the press conference, all his team was like waiting and watching in the press conference. He walked in the room and the entire team just erupted and he jumped like in the middle of them. And those players had a big say. You know,
you love when it's a feel good. Hopefully, he's a great head coach, but
exactly.
It's definitely a feel good because you the love players
it.
Wanted him.
Yeah, the players wanted him, and if that means a lot. If the AD made the choice that hey, we're gonna keep it status quo, and I'll tell you what's even better about that for Notre Dame. You know, if you're into Tommy Rees and those kind of guys that are the OCs, the young guys and stuff, the majority of those coaches stayed. None of those. I mean, I'm not hearing many guys from leaving from South Bend to go to Baton Rouge, so that just shows you how much respect that they have for that coach and for that program.
I think they're losing the special teams coordinator.
Well, one guy.
I didn't see that yesterday. Yeah, maybe a guy.
One guy.
Rose Bowl will feature Utah at number six, Ohio State. Utah, who loves beating up on Oregon. I mean, just smashing Oregon over and over again. I'm very sorry if you
like
to
Utah's
Oregon.
Chances in this one?
I don't.
Why is that? Because
I'm a Utah whisperer.
Yeah.
I knew they were going to beat Oregon both times. I told
you
that. You
did. You called it. You called both.
They won't beat Ohio State unless Ohio State has opt-outs or isn't interested, which could happen. But C.J. Stroud, if he has all of Chris Olave, Garrett Wilson, and Jackson Smith and Jigba, Utah ain't got no answer for that, buddy. Hey, wait, terrible weather. Hold on. Rose Bowl. Nope, they're good.
No, Pasadena.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
I was telling you about you watch it. You watch that film, that UCLA film, that's usually pretty film to watch. But, yeah, to me, that will be. I'm interested to see if Utah, like I said, this is kind of one of those games. It's a little bit of a measuring stick game for them.
You're going to, because I think you're working down Dane Brugler's list, I bet Devin Lloyd's pretty high on it. So you'll be watching a Utah linebacker pretty soon.
Yeah, I will be.
That dude can play.
Yep, looking forward to it.
Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss versus Baylor.
Be a fun game.
Yeah, Matt Corral. See what he brings to the table against a good Baylor team. Nice Baylor defense. Shout out to Dave Aranda
from
the Big 12.
Yep.
Pretty awesome. They just keep finding
Shout
dudes.
Out to Lane Kiffin.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Did he just get a raise?
I think he's up to $7.5 million now.
Yeah. Every coach, every offseason, he gets fired and it's like, hey, what about, give me some more money.
How about Lane Kiffin, though? All you need, you could have him work hanging out in New Orleans. He'll be all over. He'll be at Arch Manning's house every single day over there recruiting him up.
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got Quinn Ewers watch going on as the Ohio State man who reclassified, a.k.a. didn't do a senior season in high school, went to Ohio State instead. I think he's gotten the picture that C.J. Stroud's really good.
So he's a Heisman finalist, would you say?
So Quinn will be heading back to Texas. It'll either be Texas or Texas Tech. So salute to Joey McGuire.
Come on, Joey McGuire, get that one. Joey might close that deal.
That would be great if he did.
That would be fun.
Joey McGuire is a friend of Trust the Tape.
Yeah, he is a big friend.
So we are now Texas Tech
men. He loves
us,
yeah.
It started off when he was at Cedar Hill.
Yeah.
And then we went to Baylor. started DMing him about players, yeah. And he was great.
Yeah. He knows them all.
Coach McGuire, he's our guy. Go get him.
Yep.
Get your guns up. Let's see here. Obviously, we have the college football playoff, but it's the 8th right now. It's so far away. I'd rather just make fun of you for thinking Iowa was going to beat Michigan. That was a great
prediction. I did have Baylor beating Oklahoma State.
Yeah, but that one was close. Like, I had Oklahoma State, and I
kind of felt like
you
Iowa.
Iowa.
Why would I think 100? Iowa would show up? But they didn't show up. No,
this is the year.
Let me ask you this. Whamming at you, Michigan.
Oh, God.
Whamming at you, Michigan.
Two good running backs.
Whamming at you, Michigan, have a chance against Georgia?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just because of the physicality?
Well, I just think.
Or just what you saw with Alabama doing.
I think Georgia tricked us. I think Georgia played really
well. I don't
know
how great that quarterback is.
Yeah. I mean, Georgia should probably go to JT Daniels. I don't know if they will. They probably should. I think if you lose twice with Stetson Bennett when he wasn't supposed to be the quarterback to start the year, you're going to get killed, Kirby Smart.
Yeah.
So you can't let public opinion sway it, but I'd probably run JT Daniels out there.
I need to have a discussion with you about Daniels off air.
Oh.
Yeah. Kind of some whispering going on.
As a guy who really needs a haircut, JT Daniels has bad hair. He needs to do something about that.
Need something about that?
I should tell you that.
Yeah, there's some whispering going on at Georgia. It would be totally irresponsible for me to say it on air.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
Georgia doesn't know how to do quarterback anyway. They kept Justin Fields on the bench for, was it Jake Fromm?
Yeah.
The Jake Fromm.
Justin
Fields had to leave because Georgia loves a please don't F it up quarterback. Georgia is not interested in how good are you. They're interested in how scared are you to make a play. Will you hand this thing off a lot and throw checkdowns? You're our guy.
Yeah.
I think I hate Georgia. I think I just figured out that I hate Georgia.
So you would pull for Michigan over Georgia?
I hate Harbaugh. I don't know how he made it this long. First year he ever beat Ohio State, losing record against Michigan State.
He is trolling the hell out of Ohio State now.
This is his year. Yeah. This is the year of Harbaugh. This is what they thought they were getting. It just took him, I think this is his 6th year.
Are you saying Cincinnati has no chance against Alabama?
That's correct. Yeah, I'm saying that. Yeah, they got a really good corner. Desmond Ritter's really good. Mm-hmm. Pierce, his receiver's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
They got no chance. Well, Mechie out is the one thing. Mechie out helps you.
Yeah. That quarterback's pretty rare right now.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
It's amazing.
Next year's going to be a pretty good quarterback draft, probably. This year, maybe not.
Maybe not.
The Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral.
I'm kind of excited, though, to try and figure the quarterbacks out at the end of the year.
Yeah, me too. I'm just going to wing it.
At the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm just going to pick a random one and say, that's the guy, and that's the guy.
When you give me all the information, when I learn all the medicals, when I learn all the mentals, when I learn everything about the players.
I'm just going to figure out who does better grading at quarterbacks than I do, and I'm just going to copy their work this year.
Could Pickett be like...
Pickett could be good.
Could Pickett be Mac Jones?
I think Pickett's a better athlete than Mac Jones.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. Like that type of... Okay, that's what I'm saying.
But
Mitch Trubisky,
might be pretty good.
White quarterbacks to white quarterbacks. I mean, there's white quarterbacks that could be, and black quarterbacks that could be white.
Pickett looked pretty good running on his fake slide play. That dude looks pretty athletic. Yeah. Throws it pretty well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, people are telling me the quarterback class sucks. We'll be the judge.
I bet
of that.
We
we'll
fall.
Watch
I wonder if we're going to fall in love with the North Carolina kid again.
Not if we watch week one. I remember watching that one.
I know.
And I was like, wait, this guy's supposed to be good?
I know.
Turns out you have to watch more than the first half of the first game.
Exactly.
It's Trust the Tape brought to you by Boomer Jacks, which we will be at the Boomer Jacks in Grapevine this Saturday, 3 o'clock. We would love if you would come out to see us. Let us know on the Twitter at JC1053, at Brian Broadus, if you're going to come hang out. We'd love to see you. Love to interact with you. And so this will end episode number 4,692 of
Off by about 14 million, I think, from the number you initially gave.
And that's the way it goes sometimes. We'll see you next week. He's Brian Broaddus. I'm Jeff Cavanaugh. Trust the tape.
Trust that tape.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.